Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Has anybody noticed what's been happening in the Senate here lately? I don't remember the nominee's name, but one of Obama's nominees has gone down in flames and is not going to be confirmed. What is it? Debo Agdabile. He was involved in a legal defense team for Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was a cop killer. And so he has gone down in flames. Now, you understand, of course, that this is not supposed to be happening. When Reid took away the filibuster for confirmations, this is not supposed to be happening. Which I think that's hilarious. I think that's hilarious. Because you've got politicians that are Democrats from very red states, pro-gun states, very conservative states. And they're afraid to vote for these political sycophants that Obama keeps sticking in place. Obama should have the nominating process for these various posts taken away from him. He needs to be in a timeout. He's not picking anybody that's qualified to do it. He's just picking somebody that means, hey, I think that maybe... I'm down with your vision of it, Barack. Now they're saying that the same thing is happening to Vivek Murthy. Now, that shouldn't be happening. He can be confirmed with simply 51 votes. And they should be able to get him. That's exactly what Harry Reid envisioned when he went with the so-called nuclear option. However... it ain't working out the way they thought it would. Which I find that pretty funny. Now, of course, everybody out there is laying this purely on the feet. This is purely a whole thing about the NRA. And what happens typically behind the scenes, even though Larry does score these guys himself, every time there's a vote taken, Gun Owners of America does score them, but the ones getting the media are the NRA. So he will quietly have members that are members of both organizations encourage the NRA to score them. Because they are afraid of the scoring. It is intimidating to them. And you know what? They should live in fear when it comes to something like this. Now, they're saying that, you know, Vivek Murthy didn't say a whole lot about guns, but he has his whole view on guns is that they're a medical issue and that the medical community can decide what should be done with it. And, that's elitist.
That has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights. I don't remember anywhere in the Constitution that it said, well, these guys that get the God complex can decide what is and is not constitutional. If he'd actually ever practiced medicine, I'd be willing to maybe consider it for a minute. But at 36, he's a little young for this. And the fact that he is out there being put forward, and he can't get 51 votes in the Senate, is very telling about how much power Harry Reid actually does have. But let me give you a timeline. February 4th, he appeared before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. His opening statement made no mention of the gun tweets that he had sent out. And he was called out for various statements he made by Senator Lamar Alexander. Alexander correctly pointed out, much of your credential, it seems to me, is a political credential. Murdy had advocated for the Affordable Care Act, and Alexander pointed out there's a large majority of Americans and a large number of the Congress who disagree with the law. So he gets called on that one. And Murty backed down immediately, saying his priority in office would be fighting obesity, not gun ownership. And one thing that we have learned from anybody that's going to work for our president, Barack Obama, is that what they specialize in is lying. They specialize in lying. And if this is one of these guys that he's considering, well, he must show a talent. February 10th, Emily Miller, described by this particular article as a Republican flack turned author-editor with a focus on gun rights, devotes her Washington Times column to the rabidly anti-gun Murty. The doctor, she warns, is a political lackey who is opposed by at least one former Surgeon General and whose Twitter timeline is chock full of his anti-firearm screed. February 26, Rand Paul sends a letter to Harry Reid saying that he's going to put the Murty nomination on hold in his efforts to curtail Second Amendment rights. Dr. Murthy has continually referred to guns as a public health issue on par with heart disease and has diminished the role of mental health in gun violence. As a physician, I am deeply concerned that he has advocated that doctors use their position of trust to ask patients, including minors, details about gun ownership in the home. March 5th and 6th, 8 Democrats join every single Republican in voting down the nomination of Debo Agdigbele. And then, of all people, Pat Toomey laid out why it wasn't going to happen. Toomey came out against Murthy. But here's the thing. I would say that Rand Paul is probably more credentialed to be the Surgeon General. Because he's actually practiced medicine. Isn't Ron Paul a doctor too? He could be tapped. He's actually practiced medicine. This guy's never practiced medicine. He's never sat before he's never had a patient in front of him to ask him about whether they own guns or not. He just advocates for it. I just think the whole thing is funny. I think that it's hilarious that this has backfired on them. And I hope it stays the way it is. I do hope it stays the way it is. Because if the Republicans take it, and if we have some gutsy guys who don't care about getting reelected, which will cement their reelection, by the way, if they get out there and play the game like they're not afraid of getting hurt. If they play the game like they got nothing to lose, they will get reelected because they will perform. If that happens, when the Democrats start crying for the filibuster, just tell them, hey, this is your rules. It's your world. Now you got to live in it. And I'd leave it at that. And if Barack Obama, at that point, if Barack Obama tries one more thing, if he tries one more thing to bypass Congress, they should impeach him. And if they don't do anything like that, if Boehner is still in charge, if McConnell is the majority leader, and they don't, they should have to, I don't need to say that out loud. They should have to say, I'm not even going to say that out loud. But they will be betraying your trust. They will be betraying your trust. And I've noticed Mitch McConnell, he's out there holding up a musket at CPAC. Sure thing, Mitch, you're right down there with all the conservative true bloods, aren't you? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Back on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of the USA Today's editorial board, they're saying for a sense of how extreme some gun rights advocates have become and why Congress won't pass even modest firearm safety laws, consider what happened to history professor and longtime gun enthusiast Dick Metcalf as they dig up that corpse. He continues on. When he recently wrote in his Guns and Ammo column that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited, he suddenly became the enemy. Well, according to the people at the McPaper, the real enemy is the gun rights absolutists that assert that language contained in the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, means no restrictions, period. I'm almost certain that that's exactly what it means. Just because the way it's worded, there's no ifs, there's no buts in it. But now they go to this little ditty. Last we looked, it was up to the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution, and that's not what the court said in its landmark 2008 decision upholding an individual's right to own guns. Justice Antonin Scalia, conservative, of course, wrote, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. He added that limits on who can buy weapons, what kind they can own, and where they can carry them are constitutional. The decision, which resolved decades of argument, was cheered by bedrock Second Amendment stalwarts such as the National Rifle Association. They are so stalwart. But reasonableness has been purged. Gun groups and their members seem to divide now to see who can be more extreme and who can promote the most expansive guns everywhere legislation in state houses. Their destructive one-upsmanship substitutes tunnel vision for reason. Here's a problem with this view. I couldn't care less what Antonin Scalia said. Okay? I know everybody's out. Well, you know, Antonin Scalia, he's a champion of all right. No. No, he isn't. Antonin Scalia could not polish the shoes of the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers had skin in the game. They weren't sitting on some ivory tower. They were being hunted as terrorists. They wanted to hang them from the first tree they came upon if they caught any of them. And to get out there and equate Antonin Scalia as somebody who can interpret what these guys had on their mind when they wrote any part of the Bill of Rights, yes, he's a friendly guy to the Second Amendment to a degree. But he also has a butt in his language when he's talking about this stuff. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, funny thing about Scalia, he understands the book, right? The law book.
Yeah.
And it's written in code. The code of law. So the guy's a code breaker.
Sure.
He's got to be brilliant. Okay, let's break some code, Bill. And you may not want to go here, but knowledge is something that's very important. People in this administration remind me of those in the Bible. You know, they're educated idiots. They're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But let's lay a little truth on you. The name Barak, we've all heard of Akhenaten, or at least, you know, the sun god Akhenaten. Barak means literally the son of Akhenaten, which make Barack Obama, in the eyes of the Middle East, the new pharaoh, the new King Tut of the world, which is what they proclaimed him to be in 07. So if we wonder why we're where we are, it's because this guy really does believe, and in the eyes of the elite, he's the king of the world. Bill, I know it sounds outrageous, but in 07 he made a trip to Cairo, and they called him the new King Tut of the world. So this guy is literally, in their eyes, the new pharaoh.
See, I can forgive Barack Obama his narcissistic idiocy because he genuinely believes he's the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. If we're knowing what I just said,
yeah.
For anyone that believes the Bible to be true, go read Exodus chapter 1. And it was, if they had a new pharaoh that knew not Joseph, isn't it amazing that who I believe the new pharaoh in the eyes of the world is, the second in command, what's his name? Jolton Joe, Shovelhead, Box of Rocks, Biden. You know, I mean, think about this. This is in our face, Bill, and we're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is, this world is where it's at because they have turned their back on the one and true only God of the world. And they've accepted every other thing. They've rejected him. And we're getting what 2 Samuel said. I think it was 2 Samuel, where they rejected the judge. And Samuel was told to tell the people that their sons would run before the chariots. And from that time on, we sent our sons to run before the tanks and the horses and the chariots to fight the war. Because we've refused to believe the one thing that we should be believing in.
Well, you didn't let me finish when I was saying that I can forgive Obama for his narcissistic idiocy. I cannot forgive these people that think he's all that in a bag of chips. Because I'm not a political operator. And I can look at everything he does from simply the military background I've got and understand how out of his depth he is. And I don't know who does. And yes, I mean, he won the Nobel Prize for doing nothing. For doing nothing, just for existing and taking up that, wearing that suit.
He's got such a firm backbone, Bill, that when they told him to Norway, he said no.
And then what he has found out, and this is beautiful because it works exactly within the gun rights argument. What he has found out is that you cannot appease your enemies and make them happy. Which we find out all the time. We find this out all the time in the gun rights movement. Anybody that gets out there and tries to meet somebody halfway, well, they want the other half. They want the other half, too. And they want all the halves and all the fractions until they get it all.
Well, it's incrementalism, and we've all heard the word. You know, it's gradualism, whatever name you want to give it. But he's such a firm backbone kind of guy that he said, no, I'm not going. And then all of a sudden gets a call, and the next day he's in Norway. You know, I mean, this guy he's more than a puppet. He's not a sock puppet. He's not a marionette. He's a hand puppet, and I hate to say where he's got his head, to be truthful.
Well, we can't say that on the air, John.
Oh, but I mean, this is where we're at, Bill, because we have not done what we should be doing. We've said, well, it's the thing. It doesn't affect me. I'm not going to open my mouth. It doesn't affect me. Not realizing that when you do nothing, you're doing something.
Right. Well, you're allowing. That's all it takes. That's all it takes for evil to go forward is for good men to do nothing.
Absolutely.
And the good men, there's probably some out there that don't know they are, that are going to be forced to make a choice very shortly, I think. But as far as, you know, as far as Obama goes, even the liberals are looking at him now as a liability. And, I mean, he has cooked. I mean, the Democratic Party, the liberal side of the House, they have cooked their own goose.
It's not even that he's become a liability today.
Hang on through the break, John. Hang on, if you will. And we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to John in Tennessee. John, I got them stacking up, so let me let you go ahead and finish up with what you were talking about.
He's become a liability to them, not because of what he's done, Bill, in my opinion. It's because of what he's done. He has had the curtain pulled open, and everyone's seen him for what he is, and saw what he was doing. He wasn't keeping it secret. You know, we're living literally in the land of Oz, man. And the curtain was pulled back, and he never bothered to shut the curtain or give the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Because he really believes, you know, Bill, this was something to me that should have had him removed from office when he was overseas. I forget what country he was in, but he had his arms crossed. He's sitting at a table, and he says, "My military." My mouth hit the floor, Bill, because I'm going, I'm 56. I've never heard any president of the United States declare that the military was his military. That's a king speaking, folks. That's a man that believes that he is literally the king of the United States. And he should be out of office just for that.
He should be in jail because of Fast and Furious. So I agree with you on a whole bunch of stuff there, John. You stay safe. Let's go to Jimmy in New Mexico, if I'm remembering this correctly. That happened further. Yes, sir.
Good morning, boss. This is getting to be regular for me.
Okay.
Back to what you were talking about a while ago, ATF and everything else.
Right.
I just a little hopped over to their actual ATF website, And let's just use Connecticut for an example. The last number I've heard is about 150,000 known people that do not want to register.
Yes, and somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah.
Maybe as high as 350,000.
Oh, that's even better. From ATF's own website, they have 3,731 special agents.
How many?
They've got 3,403 agents.
Well, how many special agents did you say they had?
3,731.
See, that's up a little bit. I thought they were down around 1,900. But, I mean, even at 3,000, big deal.
So that gives them 40 houses each to go take the guns from.
Sure.
What do you think the chances are of them making it past two?
Well, if they go all Waco on them, not very good.
Yeah. That's the only way these guys know how to do it, I think.
Yes, it is. And that's, and you know, if they, here's what I'm worried about. If they decide that they want to do this in Connecticut and they reach out to Obama and say, we need federal help, and he gives it to them, I'm afraid that's going to be a spark. And there are plenty of people in the United States that have guns that have been pushed as far as they're going to go. And sometimes I feel like I've been pushed as far as I'm going to go. And they look upon this effort to disarm us as the last thing, the last bastion of what the founders intended. And if they decide they're going to take it away by force, I'm afraid that the feds would have a 360-degree field of fire they would have to contend with.
Yep. And then
I say that I fear that, but I don't really. And I think that that's going to throw a lot of things out there. I think if the military watches this happen, I don't think the military is going to be on his side. I know that there's pockets of law enforcement that's looking at what law enforcement in Connecticut is saying, and they're like, you guys are punks.
Yep. Well, there's one other thing, too, is of that 3,731 special agents, how many of those are true patriots and won't do it?
That's sort of up in the air. If you know, if I see a DEA guy, or if I see a Border Patrol guy, or I see an ICE guy, or if I see an FBI guy, I have reason to believe that they're doing it because they believe that they can make a difference. They join because of some ideal. They probably started out in a local police department or a local sheriff's department, and they're moving up because they want to continue to fight crime. ATF, they seem to have they're one common denominator. They seem to screw up a whole lot of things when it comes down to shooting something.
Yep, they've got their special breed.
Yep. So I know there are ATF agents that just, you know, they're just regular cops, because in Arizona, when the Fast and Furious was going full bore, a lot of them tried to blow the whistle on that. And yep. a lot of the ATF agents that are on the ground are probably like the same state troopers in Connecticut who are just worried about their job. But at some point, every one of these guys has got to make a hard decision. It would be a real easy decision for me, because yep. you can get fired from being a cop, but you're still certified a cop, and you can get a job somewhere else. And if you go to one of these places, like say you went to, say you came to Spartanburg, South Carolina, where the sheriff there is constitutional right down the middle of his spine, and said, I got fired as a Connecticut state trooper because I wanted to uphold the Constitution. He's not going to think too long and hard on whether he's going to hire you.
Yep.
So all of these things that they've got, all these excuses they give out, they're going to have to make a decision sooner or later. I hope they don't reach out for federal help, because that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, I'm very much agree with you. And, all right, we're going to get out of here, but I'm going to throw my shameless plug. April 19th coming up. A lot of people have guns that they're not familiar with, and even I, as an old shooter, learned a lot. So go to www.appleseedinfo.org and find a shoot going on next to you, and go learn the basics, plus an excellent history lesson.
You know, the one of the founders of Appleseed has reached out to me, and with everything that's been going on, I really haven't had a chance to reach back to him. I need to get him on the show.
Yep. I've been with Appleseed now. The first Appleseed I went to was about 7 years ago, and I took the wife and daughter. And you know as well as I do, you're trying to teach family or friends, you'll get to a point that no matter what you say, doesn't affect them. And I took them to Appleseed because I thought, hey, I'm going to put them in somebody else's hands, and I'm going to go have fun.
Yep. Sort of like teaching your teenager how to drive, isn't it?
Yep. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I looked at Amanda and Teresa, and I go, I'm in deep doo-doo.
Okay.
Because they're talking about things I never heard of. And it was just phenomenal. And the crew that I work with out here in southeast New Mexico, some of the finest folks in the world, their family. And O.L. and Julie up in Roswell came up with a technique to teach NPOA that freaks everybody out when you can take a rifleman in prone position with all the steady hole factors, blindfold them, have a dummy rifle with a laser, and talk them into a target. And I'm telling folks, if you want to learn the basics of mastering 500 meters in, find you an Appleseed, grab you a lunch, take your 22, because you're going to put a lot of rounds downrange, and you're going to get one of the most phenomenal history lessons. I get accused of getting a little bit animated when I do my part of the history lesson.
Oh.
And, but I just love history, and I'm a student of the Constitution. So
history predicates the future.
Oh, it. I love history. I had a history teacher in high school that made me love history. And she did that to a lot of students. When she died of cancer, in fact, when she died, I was at sea in the Coast Guard. And I found out about it later, but when she died, they had to move the funeral from the church where they were going to have it to the football stadium. Because over 3,000 fire students came to her funeral. So, she was well-loved and a phenomenal teacher. But folks, find you an Appleseed. www.appleseedinfo.org. And if that doesn't work, can I give my email out, Bill?
So they real quick. I'm about to run out of time. Go.
JIMI@HDC-NM.com. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe. Last break coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk more about this from USA Today. I'm going to point out something that's a little inconvenient for them amongst their heroes on the liberal left that are in lawmaking today. Since they have decided this particular time, well, the Supreme Court says so, so it must be so. We're going to point out some inconvenient truths for them. Those are the funnest kind. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away on Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The editorial board at the USA Today scoffs at the idea that the Second Amendment is absolute. And I have this thing for them, okay? I know all about that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater unless, of course, there's a fire there. But you know what? The First Amendment isn't absolute. Shut up! Nobody cares what you say. As a matter of fact, if you start talking that, we're liable to stomp ya. But wait a minute. I actually do believe that the First Amendment is also absolute. Freedom to get together, to congregate, to associate. Freedom of religion. I believe all that. So I allow them, because I have to, because I believe in the Constitution. It's not like I'm allowing them. I believe that's their natural born given right, to be idiots. They're free and clear to be idiots. Now, of course, because Scalia... has come out and said, well, I do believe it's subject to reasonable restrictions. They agree with that. But let's talk about the time when their champion, Barack, was out there criticizing the Supreme Court during his 2010 State of the Union address. You remember that? Of course, for some reason, they were two adults and they didn't slap him around over that one. But, you know, that's okay. But if the highest court in the land okays a law that infringes upon your natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, they highly recommend that we not have our First Amendment right. We need to sit down and shut up. And to this end, this editorial plays pin the extremist on the gun nuts game. At any given time, should something happen in Connecticut, the rhetoric will change from us being gun rights advocates or extremists to being domestic terrorists at that point. And they used a photo of a gun control rally and the use of the word hijacker to the headline, gun absolutist hijack debate on firearms. That's hypocrisy. That was not a debate. If you're out there proposing gun control and you don't want opposing views, isn't that what a debate is about? Or do we need to find the definition of the word debate? But when you look at this thing, it sort of seems like they may be feeling a little magnanimous instead of incendiary. Despite the hysteria that too often distorts the gun debate, a few things should be clear by now. The nation has debated gun ownership and resolved it in gun owners' favor politically in the nation's highest court. What's left to decide are what measures can keep guns away from criminals and the dangerously mentally ill, saving some of the more than 30,000 lives lost to gun violence every year. That will require the Second Amendment absolutists to show more respect for the rights of others. Well, if it wasn't for those 20,000 people killing themselves, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. You lose all credibility with me when you include suicide as gun violence. Suicide is sad, and it's tragic, and it is not violence. It's violence perpetrated upon oneself. And why isn't that? Why isn't suicide decried? No matter how they do it, if they overdose or hang themselves or drive their car into a barrier or something. Why are we not worried about that? Oh no, it's gun violence. We lose 30,000 people a year to gun violence. 2/3 of it by their own hand. The other parts, we are 28th on the planet when it comes to gun violence per capita. We're not in the top 10. We're not even in the top 20. We're not in the top 25. We are mundane. And given how many guns we have on the street, we are absolutely positively safe compared to the rest of them. Any state that has anything against guns, against people carrying guns, right now it's Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, California. Up for consideration in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, California, are unmistakably unconstitutional. The new normal doesn't work. It isn't working. And the gun rights absolutists, of which I am one, proudly, we're not going to rest until the gun rights that are clearly, unmistakably protected by the Constitution are restored to our fellow Americans. Interestingly enough, this article from the USA Today has nobody's claiming credit for it. No byline. And it would have behooved the anonymous one to note that there are no countervailing constitutional rights that trump or limit the scope of the Second Amendment. Those who would deny Americans their gun rights, impose a gun disability upon them, have no right to do so. And no matter what politicians and police and editorial boards or the Supreme Court has to say about it, it is there in the Bill of Rights for a reason. So who amongst modern men has come along and said, with some empirical background to back up his proposition that the Second Amendment means this versus what the founders meant for it to mean? No one. There is no one with the foresight out there, including every sitting justice on the Supreme Court. I don't care if they come down on my side or if they come down on the other side. When did it become okay to propose a law that was unconstitutional just to see if it would stick in the courts? Oh, that's why Barack Obama appoints all these judges that think like he does. So this stuff will stand in the courts. Now, America, do you understand why elections matter? Those of you that sit around and just want to live and let live, leave me alone. Let me watch my football. Let me watch Dancing with the Stars. It affects you too. It affects you too. Because nobody can go through life without getting touched by the government. One way or the other. One way or the other. You can't. And because you have been on the bench all this time while those of us have been trying to do something about this, guess what? When everything goes really bad, it's going just as bad for you. The only difference between you and me is going to be, when it does go really bad, I'll be trying not to trip over you as I'm moving around. Your total disconnect with the pulse of the country is going to be your undoing. As it will be for the political class. And I wish it wasn't that way. I'm not advocating it should be that way. I really do. You know what? If I had to run around and just pretend, you know, an airsoft match, pretend like I'm shooting it out with some people, do you know how much pain that is for me? But that doesn't mean I won't do it. That doesn't mean I won't do it. And, you know, like I said yesterday, if you go out and you try to prepare for some of this stuff and it never happens in your lifetime, guess what? You stayed in good shape. You met some really great people and all this other stuff. Try not to get too tied up on the symptoms of the disease. Just be the cure. Just be the cure. Before we go away, if you're looking for a battle comp, go to the Brian Terry Foundation, make a $100 donation, email me the receipt, tell me with your address, let me know what gun it needs to go on, and you'll get one from battle comp for no extra money after the tax deductible donation, and it'll have the lock and load logo on it as well. I won't even have one of those. If I ever get to the point where I can do meetups and hey, Bill, check out this battle comp. It's got your lock and load logo on it. That's great. Get it out of my face. I don't have one. Because I'm not going to replace good equipment just because it has my logo. I've got it tattooed on my left arm. Read that. I'll be right back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.